Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Roland Martin brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala. An enduring icon with rich heritage, integrated technology, and tailored styling that's made to love. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala. From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Chris. Florida A&M, I'll be on the yard tomorrow, Tom, for the State of the Student Summit. Looking forward to a great conversation there. If you're there, come on out. We're going to look for have a great conversation with the students of Florida A&M tomorrow. Affordable Health Care Act has been a huge issue this week as Republicans continue their effort to try to defund Obamacare. So Michael Cotman, who, of course, is the senior correspondent for BlackAmericaWeb.com, also co-host of Keeping It Real with Reverend Al Sharpton, participated in briefings this week at the White House. He joins us this morning. So, Michael, what have we learned?
Roland, good morning. Good morning to Tom and J. Anthony Brown and the lovely Sybil Wilkes. Well, Roland, we learned a lot. We know that October 1st is the deadline for a potential government shutdown. It's looming large for President Obama and the nation. We've got 4 days to go, and the Republicans are still holding Obama's Affordable Care Act hostage. So here's the deal. Next Tuesday, Americans can begin to buy health care insurance through a new government-run health care service at reduced rates. In fact, President Barack Obama says the majority of people without health care insurance will now be able to find a health care plan for under $100 a month, which in some cases will be less than your phone bill, less than your cell phone bill. And here's another key point. David Simas, during this briefing at the White House, he's a senior advisor for the administration, says Americans will still be able to buy health care insurance through the Affordable Care Act even during a government shutdown. So that's a big deal. Critics, however, I need to say this, critics of the plan, of course, Republicans, say that Obama's plan will dramatically increase premiums, forcing people to pay high rates for insurance. But here's a point I made on Reverend Sharpton's radio show yesterday. The president admits that his plan may have some glitches, but at least he's trying to offer an affordable option for poor Americans who for years have lived without health care insurance. So, Roland, is this a bold plan? Of course it is. But these are challenging times, which calls for bold leadership and out-of-the-box thinking. And frankly, you know, I'm happy. I'm delighted to see that the president is saying to the GOP, I'm not budging on this issue. Too often, the president has offered an olive branch to Republicans. Republicans take that olive branch, and they've cracked it, but not this time.
One of the issues that we've heard is the question raised is, if you're a young person, will premiums go up? How did the White House address that? According several different analyses said it will definitely go up for young folks.
They're saying that they really won't. Polls are showing, as you know, Roland, that many Americans just don't understand this law. So President Obama delivered a speech yesterday at Prince George's Community College in Maryland to explain the plan in more simpler terms. And he chose to visit a county, I must say, too, that's 65% black at a time when many black Americans also are confused by the law. But for African Americans, Roland, this law will address the inequities. It will increase access to quality and affordable health care coverage. It will invest in prevention and wellness, and it'll also give individuals and families, you know, more control over their health care. As you know, we've got serious problems with diabetes, with heart problems, with strokes. So I think this is a good thing for African Americans, Roland.
So you can get health care for under $100.
What they're saying, Tom, is that you can get health care for under $100 a month, which will be about the same cost of some people's cell phone bill.
And the younger you are, of course, the lower your premiums are going to be.
Absolutely.
There is one provision that was delayed by the Obama administration on Tuesday, correct?
That is true. I do believe that's true. Also, when consumers sign up for this, keep in mind this starts on October 1st, and it goes through March 2014. And the average American will have 53 different plans to choose from, and 95% of the uninsured Americans will see their premiums cost much less than expected, according to the Obama administration. And also keep in mind, don't forget, people, there are 40 million Americans who do not have health care insurance. So this is a bold plan, but it's a needed plan. These are people who don't have health care insurance, and now it looks like they can, and they can be able to afford it. So I think this is a bold step, and it's an important step. The Republicans are trying to block it. That's why they want to shut down the government on October 1st. But I think that this is a much-needed initiative, and it's good we have it. Let's see.
And that's why he's the great Michael Kottman.
Hey, the wonderful, lovely Sybil Wilkes. You know I appreciate you.
Thanks so much, Michael. Have a great weekend.
All right, Kottman. Good job.